Sona, this was a very nice day today.
It was.
Because over here at our headquarters, we got this great gift, Tillamook ice cream. Yes. I'm a monster for ice cream. I know you are, too.
I want to take a bath in it, and then I want to eat the bath.
Wait, what?
I want to, like, bathe in it, yeah. But then I want to eat it as I'm bathing in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's a simple concept. You made it much more complicated.
I know, I'm sorry.
Fill a bathtub with Tillamook ice cream. I will get in it, and then I will eat my way out.
Yes,
that's all
okay,
you need to
there
do.
There we go. Okay, yeah.
They have so many great, it's such good ice cream, and they have so many great flavors. I mean, just off the top of my head, I don't know. Birthday cake, caramel swirl, banana split, caramel toffee crunch, chocolate chip cookie dough. I think there's butter pecan, cookies and cream, French vanilla, chocolate peanut butter. Malted mousse shake, I think, is one. I can't remember too well. Mounted huckleberry, Tillamook mudslide, Marionberry pie, monster cookie, old fashioned vanilla, Rocky Road, Oregon dark cherry, waffle cone swirl, peppermint bark. I'm just going off memory here, but holiday sugar cookie, orange and cream. Anyway, so many great flavors and just incredible. You know, they really put, and they come in family size cartons.
Mm.
Also, you're in good hands with the Tillamook brand. They make over 200 different dairy products, and the brand is farmer owned and led by dairy experts. Find Tillamook ice cream near you at Tillamook.com. I'm going to spell it for you. That's how much I care about this product. Tillamook.com. Sona, how's your sock drawer looking?
It's messy. There's a lot of single socks.
Yep. I think it's time for a little spring cleaning.
Oh.
That's awful. Check out Bombas. Once you try a pair, you'll never look at socks the same way again. I should know. I like my Bombas. Their spring collection has new garden party socks that bring the party to your feet. My feet have never been to a party. They've
so
got
sad.
Stripes and florals and new vintagey colored rib socks. You know, when I'm wearing Bombas, I feel like my feet are being caressed.
Oh, okay.
And cared for in a way they never have been in my life.
Hmm.
Get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head over to bombas.com/Conan and use code Conan for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/Conan and use code Conan at checkout.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hey, Sean, meet Conan and Sona.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Conan. Hey, Sona.
Hey, Sean.
David.
How are you?
I'm well, Conan. How are you?
I'm doing really well. First of all, a couple of questions for you. You're a good-looking fella. Look at him. He's got a nice beard.
Yeah.
Tell us
Thank
what you...
you.
What? Tell us a little bit about yourself. Sean, where are you right now?
Well, I'm in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Oh, cool.
In Canada.
Is it cold up there right now?
We just had a huge snowstorm and it just melted. Today we had a temperature swing of 20 degrees
wow.
Celsius, so we've lost all our snow.
Okay. All right. Well, I love it up there. I love up north.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've been to Nova Scotia. I don't believe I've ever been there. I've been many places, but I have to get up there. Would I be welcome in Nova Scotia, do you think, Sean?
You'd be very welcome. It's a very Irish culture, Scottish mix of everything.
Sounds horrible.
And,
we're the worst.
Yeah, lots of famine.
Oh, good. There you go. Oh, now I'm feeling right at home. Irish, Scottish,
Where's
not enough potatoes
potato?
To go around. Now, what do you do, Sean? Tell me about yourself. What does Sean do with himself in his time?
In my spare time, well, I'm a diver and explorer. I love spending time in the ocean, lakes, rivers, doing cleanups on my own and looking for old stuff while I'm doing it.
Wait a minute. So you're an underwater explorer?
Yes.
You're like the Indiana Jones of the undersea world.
It belongs in a museum, as Indiana Jones would say. Yes.
Yeah, that's so cool. Well, so are you going into... lakes, streams, oceans, or all of the above?
All of the above. Pretty much anything that I kind of take note of if I'm driving by or I'm just exploring or hiking somewhere, I'm like, I wonder what's in there. And then just my general curiosity will take me into a body of water and then I'll just explore. So I never know what I'm going to come across, which has led to some pretty wild things.
Well, I have to ask, what are some of the... Tell us about some of the strange things that you have found in your underwater exploring up there in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, sure. Well, in a remote fishing village, I found a full-on dildo that I wasn't able to return it to the original owner.
You know, that's why I always encourage people, write your name.
Got a label.
Got to label your name on your dildo, and a phone number is good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It would have really helped.
Yeah. So you found, and when you found the dildo, did you retrieve it from the bottom or did you just leave it there?
I retrieved it because it doesn't belong. It's not, you know, it's not like a true sea cucumber or anything like that.
It's not a native dildo.
It's not a native dildo. There are other sea dildos swimming around, and they're like, you know, it kind of ruins things to have that plastic dildo here. What else have you found? Maybe hard to top the dildo, but...
I found like historic objects, you know, stuff because of Nova Scotia's proximity to, you know, Maine, Massachusetts, and you know, England. I found like historic artifacts, like bottles like this that they're called torpedo bottles.
Oh, look at that bottle. Why is it shaped like a torpedo, do you think?
So it actually had the name of the guy written on it who actually manufactured it and bottled it from the 1850s. And it was made. This is kind of before the advent of like bottles that were like stone, stoneware or glasses sit on their ends. And they made it so that the liquid would keep the carbonation and the cork wet. So it would keep it from drying out, and they would store them on ships and they would kind of like roll around. And eventually they did away with bottles, but
they built this. I mean, it looks beautiful. It's a beautiful looking bottle.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And it's one of the oldest bottles ever kind of made in Nova Scotia. And I found it on a dive. It was pretty cool. And I found like stuff, you know, from American Civil War eras, like, you know, or even pre-Civil War, like American coins from 1846. You can't really tell on Zoom, but...
No, I think that's a cookie. I think you found an Oreo, the first Oreo cookie, and then you got all excited.
Yeah.
There was no President Oreo. What's like the scary... Have you ever found anything kind of scary down there?
Yeah, a bleached white Cabbage Patch doll.
Oh my god!
That's
so a Cabbage Patch doll, and all the colors gone, and it's
all the colors gone. Yeah, I was on a dive. It was probably like 25 feet down, and I'm going down. I have it on video because I have a GoPro that records my point of view while I'm doing this. And so I go down and I do this free dive down, and I pull this thing up. Don't even know what it is at the time, and I get up to the surface, and I just look at it and I go, holy shit, underwater. And I throw it because it scared me. It's like, you don't want to see anything humanoid looking back at you underwater.
No. You see those eyes looking at you and its bleached face? Yeah. And then it says, where's my dildo? You took my dildo!
I unlocked an ancient curse upon myself.
Come on. Not the Cabbage Patch doll.
For 40 years! My God, Sean. Again, apologies for my rampant foolishness. What a cool thing to get into. And also, this seems like environmentally a good thing to do. You're going down. If you just see trash, you pick it up?
Yeah, I just take everything with me. In the early days, I was just kind of taking bottles. But then I was like, well, if I'm recording this and putting it on my channel, YouTube and TikTok or whatever, and people are watching it, me glaze over other things, that doesn't look too good. So I started just... It took me a lot of work, but I would take everything with me and fill up my bag. And then I started taking pictures of all the trash and just putting it online and just sharing it. And then it kind of took on a life of its own, way beyond whatever I thought it was going to be. And I'm just one person, right, doing it. And it's been really cool. Yeah,
but I like that there's a movement now, people trying to figure out all these different ways to get plastic out of the ocean. I applaud anyone. I mean, obviously, you're doing this on a small scale, but... This impetus to clean up is, I think, very cool.
Yeah, and it's just a good way to spend my time. I love being in the water. I feel free there, and I love exploring the natural curiosity. And so a place that has, unfortunately, it's 200-plus years of trash in every waterway, no matter where you go. But you never know if you're going to come across something cool, like, you know, I've got skeleton keys or, you know, clay pipes. Actually, I brought this out for Sona because I know she likes the, you know,
because of the ganj.
She likes the ganj.
And
that's a cool. Would that still be? Would that still be functional? Oh, you're putting that in your mouth. It's been underwater.
Yeah. Well, I cleaned it. You can do it as a cleaning process, but some of the old soot is still inside it from whoever would have smoked it 200 years ago, snapped it off. They were like this long, and then they would have broke it when the nicotine got the pipe got too small, and they would have chucked the pipe. And so I found it perfect, you know, just as it was when whoever had it last. And yeah, it's cool.
What about creatures? Are you afraid of encountering any kind of creatures down there, or is there anything down there that would harm you?
Well, sharks, obviously. Sharks are around Nova Scotia's waters because the water's getting warmer. And then we've got seals, snapping turtles. There's this big snapping turtle is kind of my nemesis right now in this river that I've been kind of working.
Oh, you've encountered this thing with more than once?
Yeah.
I love that you have a nemesis. You have a nemesis. You know what I mean? It's you, it's Ahab and the whale, and it's you and the snapping, Sean and the snapping turtle.
Yeah. It's just this giant turtle that's just like in this river. He's like as big as my torso.
Oh my God.
And it's like, and if he takes a chunk out of me, like it'll be my resting place in this river.
Funny? Oh, because they really do snap. Yeah. I thought you meant he's just a turtle that snaps at you verbally.
Yeah,
what if there was a breed of snapping turtle that didn't bite at all? It was just like, hey, come on, what are you doing? Jesus Christ. Hey, watch it, buddy. Take it easy. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile didn't miss it. My T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know what brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check
terrific,
out brunch.
Blay. That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loud-speaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile.
Okay.
That's the one for you.
That was
I should
weird.
Have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. This is unbelievable. I've been talking about this idea for years.
I know. I want you to explain it more.
I can.
Okay.
With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. I had this idea years ago. I was telling people, no one listened to me. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems. Remember when I said that?
Yeah.
Because you've got one unified business
management suite. You said that.
Yeah. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math, man.
Yeah.
See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Conan, netsuite.com/Conan. I'm going to say it one more time just for emphasis, netsuite.com/Conan. Come on, if most people are being honest, no one really knows what you do for work, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, especially if you're in what I like to call B2B.
Oh,
you know?
What is that?
I'll explain.
Okay.
That's a business doing business with other businesses. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I call it B2B. It's a little thing. It's also, it's a boy band I'm working on. Anyway, fortunately, LinkedIn has a network of professionals who get what you do, and you can reach the right people who matter most to your company because they're LinkedIn.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
LinkedIn has over, this is the fun part to say, 1 billion members.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's not. That's more people than are on Earth because there are people on the moon using it and Saturn. That's over 1 billion members on its platform, including 70 million decision makers. God, I'd like to meet a decision maker. Since LinkedIn members are regularly updating their work history, you can precisely build a target audience by job title, industry, company, and more. Man, you can reach the right people for your, I'm going to say it again, B2B business with LinkedIn ads.
Yeah.
Gets even better because LinkedIn will give you a $100 credit on your next campaign.
Hmm.
There you go. Just go to LinkedIn.com/Team Coco to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/Team Coco. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all sometimes have issues or things we need to talk about, get off our chest. I have that all the time, don't you, Sona?
I do.
Yeah, and we need people to talk to. And we carry around different stressors. We carry big stressors. We carry small stressors. I was raised in a culture where you're supposed to kind of bottle it up. And I've learned over time that that's not the best thing to do. If you do let things rattle around in there for a while without talking it out, it can affect your life very negatively. Well, therapy is a safe space where you can get things off your chest, figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. BetterHelp's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. A lot of people have a barrier towards getting therapy because they think, well, I don't know, I've got to find the person, talk to them. What if it's not a good match? Then it's awkward. None of that. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Conan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Conan. Now, wait a minute. Do you have any weapon with you? You might want to have a knife on you or something.
I've got a knife in case I get tangled in any like lines or rope or anything like that, but I could definitely use it to kill this turtle. I don't want to, but
no, I don't. But I mean, if the turtle starts to attack you, you want to be able to cut its head off. I mean, literally cut its whole head off.
Yeah.
Or if he has some well-timed barbs at my expense.
He's very passive aggressive, snapping turtle.
Oh, yeah.
Great idea, Sean. Why don't you find another broken pipe? That's a good use of your time. Hey, snappy, sarcastic turtle. Well, do you have a question for me? Is there anything I can do to help you?
Well, Conan, I was thinking, like you said at the beginning, if you haven't been to Nova Scotia, if you ever make it up this way, if you ever would want to go for a dive with me and look for old bottles and do some.
You know what's cool? I would be intrigued by that. I'll tell you something, Sean, that my fans or people that are casual listeners may not know. I've never gone on a dive in my life. I love the water, snorkel, swim around, but I've never been certified to dive. I've never done that, and I'm curious to try it. That's something I'd like to try. So I think that would be cool, you know? And cool, I could have your back with the snapping turtle. I could have some witty comebacks. Like, yeah, maybe you. Maybe you first.
Oh,
yeah. That's not a good one.
Was that your best?
That's the best I could come up with.
It's like Conan, the turtle's back. He's hurting my feelings.
Yeah. Don't worry, I got this. Maybe you.
Oh, no.
Okay. Not good?
But let's not pretend you wouldn't just swim away as fast as possible if you ever saw this turtle.
I
and
would.
Just leave Sean just like
yeah,
by
I would
himself.
Leave you, I would leave you behind very quickly.
When he came up to me, I got out so fast. I just peed right in my wetsuit and I was so scared.
Did the urine eject you out of the water? Just... Guy as young as you would probably shot you right out.
What the?
right onto the riverbank and split my wetsuit into it.
Like a rocket.
It's a natural defense. I would do that. I would take you up on that because I'd love to find some. I mean, I've never done it. How long would it take me to get certified? Does it take a couple of days?
Well, yeah, you can do, like, depends if you want to do it with, you know, there's a lot of actually different ways to get certified as well. But there's also devices that you can, it's like a breathing system where they battery operated and you don't have to be a certified diver. You can like breathe on through a hose from the surface and be at a depth of like 10 feet, which is kind of safe for equalization and stuff like that. So you could do something like that, or we could free dive or snorkel together.
Is there a way where I could just wear a VR helmet and I'm in a Four Seasons hotel room eating,
and I could
eating, eating crab cocktail and drinking Chardonnay, and I'm kind of down there with you.
Sure.
You sounded so disappointed.
I'm just in a big robe. I mean, wow, this is fascinating, Sean.
Conan, I thought we were going to the ocean. Why are we at this Four Seasons?
Yeah. No, I'm there with you virtually, but then occasionally you hear me go, "Hold on a second. Yeah, hold on a second. My cupcakes are here. Just bring the, wheel that in. Now, is the tip included? Okay, here you go. All right, there you go. Thanks a lot.
He's going to get attacked by a turtle right
now.
Yeah,
you're being killed by a turtle, and what you hear through your headset is, no, these are vanilla and chocolate. I just want a chocolate. All right, well, let's get that fucking stuff straightened out. Quick question, Sean. Do you have does your girlfriend or your partner, do you have someone in your life, and do they approve of this?
My wife, Ruth. She does approve of it and she supports me, but she's not a big fan of the water herself. So whenever I go out, there's a bit of like, is he going to come back kind of thing?
Oh my God. Wow. She doesn't, I got to admit, Sean, she doesn't seem that concerned.
She's
going to come back.
Are you
she,
sorry,
she might
like
come back, but she might not.
She might
is
say
she
hi.
There?
She might say hi. Oh, hi.
How are you?
Hi.
That's Ruth.
Hi, Ruth. Wife, you're Ruth. Very beautiful, Ruth. It's very nice to see you.
Beautiful.
And you don't like to go in the water with Sean, do you?
Not as much. No. The first time I went snorkeling with him, I realized how terrified I was of what was underneath the water.
Yeah. It was a great date.
Yeah. So you kind of loathe what your husband does with his time. You hate it.
Do I hate what he does?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I want him to do what he's passionate about. So yep. I try not to stand in the way of it. However, that being said, there have been times when he was out diving and like there was actually recently a time when there was a lightning struck out behind our property. Like I watched the bolt hit the ground out behind our like on our property and felt the ground shake. And Sean was out in the river at that time. So I was like texting him and like trying to call him, being like, "Hey, like, are you alive?" And so that
I was
like,
off fighting a turtle.
Yeah, but yeah. And also, you know, you'd find someone else very quickly.
Oh my God!
I'm such beautiful. You know, there's a lot of if we've learned one thing, there's a lot of fish in the sea. Oh no! Look who's behind you.
That's my
Look
son
who just
Jack.
Walked in. Who's that guy?
That's my son Jackson. He's 11.
Jackson, sorry. Why did Jackson walk in just as I was invoking your untimely demise? Jackson, your father's going to be fine. Do you like to go underwater, Jackson?
Do you like to go underwater with me?
Yes, like one time.
Wait, there's another kid. Who's that guy?
That's my son, Owen.
That's what? How do you have time to go in the water? You have like 30 kids. They just keep wandering in.
Kids keep... Come on.
Hey, let's get them all in here now. Let's just make sure. Is this it? So we got Jackson and Owen?
Yeah, Jackson and Owen. Yeah, my boys and our daughter Zoe, who's upstairs. When actually she found out I was going to be on your show, she asked if you were some kind of TikTok guy.
Yeah. I was the TikTok guy of the 90s.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, you know, back, that's probably a long time ago to these kids. These are very nice looking kids and very interested in clearly, you know, being in the room. And yeah, that's a torpedo bottle.
That's a torpedo bomb.
That's right. Jackson, or is that
they
Owen?
Were,
or is
they
Owen?
Were excited.
That was, sorry, that was this Owen. That was Jackson. No, that's Owen. No, let me tell you who's here. The one next to you is Owen. The other one's Jackson.
Yes.
He's cheesing it up.
Oh, my God. Look at him. He's. Oh, I recognize that kid. That kid's going to be a late night host in 12 years.
Oh, no.
You hear that?
And never know the true love of a woman. It's all of our fate.
Okay, I'm definitely listening to Conan O'Brien forget first sleeping time.
Oh, my God. He just dissed me.
Yeah.
Dissed me! Hey, trust me. That looks like that's my nemesis. You have the snapping turtle. I have Owen just looming out of the deep. Comes out of nowhere and just blows me apart with his, yeah, this podcast will put you to sleep.
All right, I've got Conan. I've got one more.
Oh! Oh, my God.
That's my daughter, Zoe.
Hi, Zoe. How are you?
We're a tight family. We're a
okay,
tight...
well.
Oh, you want to say hi?
Oh, my God. It's just incredible.
It's, yeah.
This is amazing.
I have the feeling that there's just more kids being, like, just coming out of some machine.
I'm just
going to keep filling the room with kids. This is hilarious.
They're coming out of the rivers.
Yeah, exactly.
He found
them. I find lots of things in the rivers. Kids, turtles.
You've never, none of these children are biologically yours. They just, you found them. You found them in different bottles at the bottom of the ocean. Well, you have a lovely family, Sean. You have much to appreciate.
Thanks, Conan.
But I can also see why occasionally you want to go sit at the bottom of a river.
Yeah.
Because there are 30 kids in your room, and you need a little peace and quiet. And there they go.
And there they go.
All right. Well, Sean, really nice talking to you. And
you too, Conan.
Your expanding family. And be safe. And I think, yeah, that's it for, yeah, enough kids. Yeah. That's enough. Oh, the door's opening again. I said, they're coming in again.
They heard you. No.
Let's get out. All right, see you later, Sean. Bye.
Thanks, Sean. See you guys.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Ovsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Additional production support by Mars Melnick. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 669-587-2847 and leave a message. It, too, could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production. In association with Earwolf.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.